Invasive Insights.
July episode.
Whirling disease, a spinning threat to BC's waters. Hey everyone, welcome back to Invasive Insights. I'm Jess from the Columbia Shoe Shop Invasive Species Society.
And I'm Bishop. July is heating up, and so is our aquatic outreach season. But today, we're focusing on a serious and emerging threat to BC's freshwater ecosystems, whirling disease.
It's not just a fish problem, it's a community concern. Whirling disease affects trout and salmon, and with recent detections in BC, it's more important than ever to understand what it is, how it spreads, and what you can do to prevent it.
So Jess, what exactly is whirling disease?
Whirling disease is a disease caused by a microscopic parasite called Myxobrallus cerebralis. It impacts juvenile trout and salmon, especially those under 4 months old. The parasite targets their cartilage and nervous systems, causing fish to swim in a corkscrew or circular pattern, hence the name.
It sounds strange, but it's devastating. Infected fish struggle to feed or avoid predators, and many die before reaching adulthood. Survivors often have cursed spines or deformed skulls.
And here's the alarming part. There's no cure. Once that parasite is in a water body, it's nearly impossible to eradicate. That's why prevention is critical.
Unfortunately, whirling disease was first detected in Alberta in 2016, and in December 2023, it was confirmed in Yoho National Park's Emerald Lake.
Since then, it's also been confirmed in Kootenay Lake in 2024, making its presence in the Columbia River watershed a major concern for us here in the Shoe Shop.
But how did it get here in the first place?
Well, the parasite spread through spores that can hitchhike in fish or fish parts, water and mud, on pets, and contaminated gear or boats.
So even if you don't see anything unusual, you could still be carrying it from one lake or stream to another.
Now let's talk about what you can do to stop the spread, starting with how we handle fish.
Handle fish carefully, especially if you catch and release fish. Never move fish or fish parts between water bodies. Use fish cleaning stations or dispose of waste in the garbage, not in the lake or down the drain. And of course, our aquatic mantra, clean, drain, dry.
Clean your gear, boats, pets, and trailers away from the water body. Drain all compartments and water tanks. And yes, pull the plug. It's the law in BC. Dry thoroughly for at least 24 hours before entering another water body. If you've been in the Columbia River watershed, extra precautions are recommended, especially for the professionals, but also for the public. Disinfect with bleach solution 1 to 10 parts bleach or Aquat Plus at 1500 parts per million. Soak or spray your equipment for 10 minutes and then rinse well and air dry.
And make sure to dispose of disinfectants properly, following local guidelines. More detailed info can be found on the Province of BC's Whirling Disease webpage. We'll link that in the episode notes.
Also, we're out in the community a bunch this July, sharing prevention tips in person. So you'll be able to find us at Salmon Arm Wharf on the 4th of July. We'll be doing a Shuswap Lake Provincial Park training day with BC Park staff, and we'll have a community weed pool. We'd love to see you there. We'll also have an aquatic species day and community weed pool at Harrell Provincial Park on the 24th of July. On the 25th of July, we're having a really fun day down at the Old Town Bay Marina in Sycamoose. And then in August, we'll have a few markets and some more events in downtown Salmon Arm.
Plus, we've visited over 28 campgrounds and marinas across the Shuswap this summer, offering outreach and education to booth and staff and visitors. So you might see us there as well.
To conclude, whirling disease is a microscopic parasite with massive consequences, but the actions we take now, at the dock, on the trail, and in our communities, can make a real difference.
Prevention is possible, and it starts with awareness. Whether you're a boater, angler, swimmer, or paddler, you're part of the solution.
We're also available for in-person or virtual presentations, and we'd love to support your community group, marina, or rec club, so you can email us at info@columbiashoeshopinvasives.org. Visit our website at columbiashoeshopinvasives.org and check out our socials.
Next month on Invasive Insights, our August episode is all about aquarium pets and the dangers of releasing them into local waterways. From goldfish to aquatic plants, we'll explore how our good intentions can go horribly wrong.
So thanks for listening, and help us protect BC's lakes with clean, drain, and dry, and spread the word, not the parasites.
We'll see you on the shoreline.